Emerging markets-focused private equity fund Actis has acquired the solar energy assets with a capacity of 600 MW from Acme Cleantech Solutions, a media report said. Actis outbid Canadian investment firm Brookfield for the deal, the Economic Times reported, citing two people aware of the development. The deal and Sequoia's enterprise value and M'd, which includes debt and M'd, is 3,000 crore while the equity value is pegged at 900 crore, the report said. The proceeds will help Acme fund additional capacity and repay 700 crore in debt to Piramal Finance, the report said. Earlier, Actis had been in talks to acquire the solar assets of debt-ridden ESSEL Infra Projects. The assets were sold to Adani Green Energy Limited eventually. Meanwhile, Singapore state investment firm Temasek Holdings is in discussions to acquire a controlling stake in capital-starved Lakshmi Vilas Bank, Business Standard reported, citing people aware of the development. Temasek is seeking regulatory approval to buy a 51% stake in the bank, the report said. Lakshmi Vilas Bank had last year tried to merge with Indiabulls Housing Finance Limited, but the Reserve Bank of India blocked that transaction. Days before, the RBI had initiated a so-called NLTQO, prompt corrective action and RQO, on the lender due to high level of bad loans, lack of sufficient capital to manage risks and a negative return on assets for two consecutive years. In another development, the Economic Times reported that Malaysian company Axiata Group Berhad is looking to completely exit Vodafone Idea Limited after the valuation of its stake in the struggling telecom operator sharply eroded over the past 18 months. Citing a person familiar with the matter, the report said that Axiata and Sequoia's 8.15% stake at the time of the Vodafone Idea merger was valued at roughly 3,500 crore. Now, the diluted 1.05% Axiata stake is only worth 115 crore. Axiata and Sequoia's stake had fallen to 2.48% after it decided against participating in Vodafone Idea and Sequoia's 25,000 crore rights issue last year. Its stake subsequently fell further to 1.05%.